Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, half of the world's communication problems come because people use the same word for different meaning. And then the other half comes because people use different words for the same meaning. Mm-hmm. And this has been so true, specifically in the Zuma years. Because Zuma either has a problem with communication or people have a problem with understanding him, whichever one you want to choose. Mm-hmm. So about 3 days ago, a voice note leaked of President Zuma, allegedly giving a speech. In that speech, this is what he said. Listen carefully now.
I'm waiting for a delegation in the Bati legislator, that says KZN. They are planning to come to convince me, and they say the political party does not belong to an individual. Belongs to all of us. We must accept the proposition which is being made by the ANC that we should have the three parties taking over the country. And then once that happens, we take the DA out, end of the story. They don't even know that the enemy is planning that in order to collapse the economy. They don't know. There are other issues related to what I'm saying. I believe when we deal with politics, we should deal with the politics direct and honestly. We said to the people who want to change the country, and that's what we must stand in. The fact that we now have friends from the enemies who are talking to us, and we think we can, in fact, work together. What does that mean? I don't know. As I said earlier, the fact that we've got problems among ourselves, our politics is not yet there.
So, the ANC released a statement last night in response to this. Mm-hmm. And they're very careful to say they haven't verified if this indeed is Jacob Zuma. That's the first thing. And if he made these utterances. Then they went on to say, but if he did, it is incorrect that the ANC has offered some kind of a coalition government in KZN. And they haven't spoken to him and approached him. They said this because it was reported widely that he had said that the ANC has approached him. But if you listen to that clip, he didn't say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you listen to that clip, he said he's waiting for a delegation and he understands that they may approach him.
Yeah.
Nowhere did he say, these guys approached me, and I turned them down.
Mm-hmm. So they issued a full statement rejecting a claim that Zuma never even made, the former president, pardon me. So It's a bit problematic. I don't know, maybe somebody felt we must dispel any rumors here, but if somebody would have listened clearly, he specifically stated that there were members within legislature that told him that it seems there might be an intention to come and approach him. So even in that instance, there is nothing there. There's nothing there. And really, the nuance mustn't be lost on us when it comes to that statement. Again, the ANC there goes on to reject inviting the MK party or the former president to join the government of national unity. But one thing that they have not denied, which I suppose is not even a problem, is the fact that they would have talked to them about the budget, because we had heard from the Secretary General that everybody was being engaged on that. So they wouldn't have even stated that we have at no point spoken to MK or attempted to speak to them. But it's just purely on inviting, which is quite strange when you listen to that audio.
Well, the first thing is this. How it was reported was also very salacious.
Mm-hmm.
Because the news headlines were Zuma rejects. I saw that.
Yeah,
right?
But don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
You see now. That's the first thing. Oh, Smili. Now, why are you talking about innuendos and meandos?
As you'd
put it, eh? You said political something, this thing. No, for real. Because I think it's the was a cool. Imagine me saying, I think Saul may approach me tomorrow. What am I telling people about that for? What if Saul doesn't approach me?
Maybe you're hoping Saul.
No.
Then I must say that. you're communicating your position in the event of getting approached, or you're just saying, we are not interested in joining this thing they're having there. Firstly, number one, we need to get our ducks in a row, which you did say, because there's factional battles. They're all pulling in different directions. And number two, he's always maintained that he will not work with the ANC if certain people are still within the ANC. So for me, it seems like he's reiterating that. And he wants a reason to, and his reason is, I heard they're going to approach me.
But at the same time, let us be cognizant of the fact that this was not a public address. This is a leaked audio. It was a conversation between him and whoever he was having this conversation with. Therefore, in this particular instance, we just happen to be privy to a private conversation.
So here's a question. You know, okay, here on season old, Zikipa Ishisa. You see, by extent, Zikipa, then by the time this is, he's all over. Then he's never so Paul Mashadil. He said, Tala Zikulumil. Do you think they leaked this voice notes deliberately?
Possibly.
Yeah. And then what are they working on? What are your views regarding this? Give us a shout, actually. And why would the ANC be so defensive about something like this? Because the ANC has been very open that we meet with all parties.
No, but then you stated yourself that that article is what prompted them in this respect, that maybe they were very economical with the truth, with the article. So they felt they need to reject that. So it was purely probably based on that, that they went this route.
Okay, give us a chance and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959.
Digilem Balula and articulating things. It's not all the same WhatsApp group. So you jumped the gun. I read that statement and listened to that audio. But feel it, Digilem. We are used to that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Ulomo. There is a way in which this was supposed to be communicate, and I think it's deliberate that they leaked this so that at least there's that talkability. Maybe also to indicate their own positions as the MK party. But it's very tricky.
Yeah.
You see, the problem that we have now as a Bantu is that you can't have a clean conversation, you know, where you're pouring out your heart or trying to plan, you know, your next move, because you might not know, Oguchi, are you being recorded or what? You know, as for ANC, I keep saying, man, ANC, Xilekangane, you know, Oguchi, le power nyana banayo, by lose, you know, like I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, they have to feel the cold day of light. ANC ayindawo, ANC ayinandaba nabantu, ANC inandaba nabo. They always do things where they will deny, no, but, you know, they'll claim foul play. You know what I mean? Now, wonke umuntu wrong, you know, ANC are always the victims. No.
Here's my view on your first point. If you say it, you must be willing to stand for it. Right? It also must be truthful. Now, if those two points are covered, doesn't matter whether somebody records it or not. Because barely being a channel, say Makalin, let me show man. Do you see what I mean?
Why is the ANC being defensive? Like Nishashile, go about defensive without even knowing the full story, which goes back to what we've been talking about lately. Ogbiza Mak press conference without having the full story, and then we also apologize once they have all the facts. So yeah, that's just my questions at the moment. Hey, where there's smoke, there's always fire. Number two, why are you not defensive? You should see them, why are you not defensive?
All right, we go find out.
I think they are aware that the DNEF application is going to be successful, so they are trying to court those particular political parties who've got influence and numbers in parliament so that they could vote with them when the time arises. So that's my point at this present moment.
Dinangwe. Ukhongolose uzama by all means ukuvala mazibo kobayabona bigobele esandleni ngoku. Yonke indawo kwimbobo kungena umoya obandayo. Because elections are coming. South Africans have spoken. Sidiniwe man, sidiniwe, sidinwe kakhulu. Ke ngoku bazawukhawuleza badifende yonke into le. Abarayithi because ke uNxamalala is a very smart politician, very smart man. Uyabayeka kancinci kancinci. Bazenze ezi mistakes babonakale esizweni. Kamandi, he was right there in the kitchen as at the helm as the president. So we has as the weaknesses ka Kongolo. I'm dagaba bakagi yayazi nunu engafi kuchu uzuma nightmare ka Kongolos.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The ANC is indeed in a quagmire, right? The GNU is highly dependent on participation of the DA. The DA is currently in court challenging the ANC regarding the VAT hike. And then the ANC managed to get the budget passed by wheezing and dealing and convincing people like Herman Mashaba to go with them, only for those people to later feel betrayed. So they are unlikely to help the ANC in the future either, right? Now, when you see the EFF and the DA on one side, and then all the other smaller parties such as Action SA, NABO now peeling away, the ANC is going to be left as an island. And they will not be able to do anything moving forward. Unless they get people like the MK on board. So Zuma is perhaps not incorrect, right? That would have happened eventually. And maybe he then made those utterances as a preemptive strike. So just don't you dare. Because barely anybody can see. There's no other way for them to go now. Where are they going to go? It's not going to work.
Yeah, Susan, you're correct. Yes, ANC might find itself in the island. But however, this pulling off and pulling in, you know what it affects? It affects service delivery, to be quite honest. Because people will be not reaching one understanding or one conclusion. And this will affect the delivery to the people of South Africa. It might sound like a game for them and enjoying the luxury life. But people who would be affected is us. We should look this thing in that angle. Because this thing of pulling in, pulling out, we don't agree to disagree, it's affecting us. Because right now they're talking about a budget. Now there's court again against the budget, the motions and everything. Who's getting affected? It's going to be us at the end of the day.
100%. We are the biggest loser here.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.